Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Somehow, Thoughts on Love, written and read by Anne Lamott. Hell in a handbasket was the good old days, back in another century when Smog and Nixon were the emergencies. What can I leave my son and grandson by way of general instructions for when I am gone? What has consistently worked to lift us and light the way during the inevitable times of deep darkness? There is a story I live by, which I have been telling my Sunday school kids for 30 years now, and which they never tire of, or at least have the good sense to still pretend to enjoy if they have any hope of getting snacks. A young girl is having a hard time falling asleep one night and calls out for her mother. Her mother comes in and gently tucks her in again and assures her that Jesus is there in the room with her, so she needn't be afraid. This goes on and on, each time the increasingly annoyed mother saying basically the same thing, until finally in the dark, the little girl says plaintively, "I need someone with skin on." This is the main instruction that I would leave my family in my swag bag of spiritual truth. Be goodness with skin on. Most days this will be enough. Also, be sure to plant bulbs in the winter, help the poor, and light candles in the dark to see where you are, where you've been, what remains, and how much still works just fine. That last one will amaze you. We are called to be the love that wears socks and shoes, like God's Love We Deliver, the secular group based in New York City whose volunteers bring food to the sick and dying. I have GLWD inscribed on the ring I wear on my right hand so I can remember that if you want to have loving feelings, do loving things. You take a bag of canned food and Oreos to the nearest food bank. You call your cranky uncle to say hello and stay on the phone even after he goes into full weirdness. You foster old pets or donate to people who do. There are nearly infinite ways to be love in communal expression. Our church came up with another good one. We've had a gorgeous, exuberant new preacher for the last 2 years named Floyd Tompkins, who is huge in heart and soul. He and the deacons at our tiny church came up with the idea of putting together bags of supplies for the unsheltered in our county with necessities like shampoo, socks, and dental floss.